During this Christmas season, I'd like to spend 3 weeks talking about gift giving. I'm going to use the word joy, J-O-Y, which we oftentimes know that joy, we say the words Jesus, others, and me when we're talking about joy. So this week, I'd like to talk about a gift we can give Jesus. Next week, others. And then on Christmas Day, the audio will come out for a gift we can give ourselves. So let's talk about a gift we can give Jesus. Last night in church, my pastor led us through Psalm 95. And this psalm is much about the greatness of God and praising God for his greatness. He said a statement that really made me think. He talked about David and how he was a man after God's own heart. And David, he said, knew what God liked. He knew what God thought, what he liked, what his preferences were, and how he liked to be praised. And I thought to myself, I love that so much. I've always admired the relationship, the transparent relationship between David and God. Actually, it's my favorite relationship in the entire Bible because it's so open and honest and real. There's so much communication between the two of them, and he doesn't hold anything back. It's very, very real. And I think about the fact, you know, if you've been in a relationship for a long time, a spouse or children that are, you know, older teenagers or adult children, you get to know a person with being with them for a long time. And I love the thought of David knowing God so well. He knew his preferences, like you would know how your husband likes his coffee. My husband, he would never have told me this if I hadn't asked. He's not like demanding or anything, but I know that he likes his sandwiches cut diagonal instead of half and half, you know, up and down, to make two triangles instead of two rectangles. And these little tiny things that nobody knows about somebody else, but you get to know over 20 and 30 years. You know, just everything from temperature to morning and night, all the little things you get to know about someone. David knew those things about God. And I love that when you think of being a man after God's own heart, he knew all the little things that God preferred and he wanted to do those things for God. And I want to be that way with God. And as he went through last night, Psalm 95, he showed us several ways of what God wants, praise for being a great and amazing God. He showed us how God wants to be praised on our knees, talking to God and talking to God daily or today when he wants to be praised. And I loved all of it. I made a lot of notes in my Bible, but I thought to myself, that is so true. The gift we can give God at Christmas and give Jesus is to praise him. He says it over and over in the Bible, and that's his preference. That's his heart. He created us for his glory. He wants a relationship with us. He wants to be praised. To me, it's so easy to praise God for so many things that he is, but it's never easier than looking at nature. So for myself, I am making a conscious effort to up my praising to Jesus. And I'm starting with making sure I talk aloud with my family about the amazing creation he's given us. If you see a beautiful sunrise, praise God for it and then mention it and show, maybe say to your kids, look at the sunrise God gave us and the sunset and the beautiful stars. Look at this snow or look at this. Everything is just so amazing that he's done in nature. Take the time to go out and look at a leaf and how intricately detailed it is. There's so much underneath the ocean that we will never see, but God made so amazingly beautiful colors of fish and so many things. He's such an amazing creative God. He's beautiful. He loves beauty. And there's just so much to praise him for. Praise him for who he is and what he's done. So like an Advent calendar, as you hear this audio, possibly you would also like to spend between today and Christmas having a little extra time praising God as a gift to Jesus. That's what we're doing at our house. Have a great week, folks. Have fun. Have a great Christmas season. And we'll talk to you next week. We love God through loving others.